As tens of thousands of college students finish their final exams and head home for the holidays, six students at the University of Southern Maine are marveling at their experiences. They face some obstacles that other students don't share because they all have Down syndrome. Maine Public Radio's Susan Sharon reports.
Noel Thompson and Jeff Gorinitis are college roommates, making eggs for breakfast and getting ready for classes in a new college program known as Strive U.
Yep, started cooking. That's what you do.
Thompson is a big fan of the Backstreet Boys. Gorinitis collects baseball cards and loves to impersonate Elvis. The two share a tidy two-bedroom apartment. Program staffers drop in on them several times a day. But the goal is to give them an increasing amount of free rein over the next 2 years.
Scoo me, Jeff. Scoo me.
Thompson rescues an errant broken egg that plopped on the counter and slides it into a frying pan, much to the embarrassment of Gorinitis, who thinks broken eggs belong in the trash.
No, what are you doing? You can't do that.
The two young men pride themselves on their still rudimentary cooking skills. In their off-campus apartment, they get training in things like cooking, nutrition, money management, and self-care. At least twice a week, they board a bus to the University of Southern Maine, where they are taking a course called Transition to College for credit.
All right, welcome back to your second day of college.
Next semester, they'll add an elective of their choice. They'll also have access to a full range of college activities, like social gatherings, clubs, and intramurals.
I want to play sports like basketball without all the teasing.
25-year-old Christina Mayotte says her athletic skills were the subject of ridicule at her high school.
I learned to live with it, and I want to learn to live without it, to show them that we have feelings as much as they do.
Mainstreamed in public schools, developmentally disabled young people like Mayotte are raising their aspirations. Noel Thompson wants to take a class in computer technology and someday get a job in advertising. Madeline Will of the National Down Syndrome Society says research shows students like Thompson are more likely to hold a job and live independently if they can get into post-secondary education programs, which are cropping up in various forms around the country.
Some have a residential component. Some of them have a work training component. Some youngsters actually can get a degree, an associate's degree. The model that we are trying to circumvent is the one that has the youngsters ending up impoverished and dependent on society for their support.
With an annual operating budget of $500,000, Strive U administrators believe it will prove cost-effective to have young people living semi-independently rather than requiring taxpayer dollars to support in-home assistance. As part of the program, each student is required to have a part-time job. Dick Wigton is their job coach. He's found six companies so far who want to hire them for jobs in telephone sales, insurance, and real estate.
I'll have you meet people from the company and decide if it's a good place for you to work.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Everybody ready to go to work?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Excited?
Can't wait to pay attention.
After high school, Noel Thompson's parents tried to get him into a college program in Massachusetts that was targeted for young people with learning disabilities. Paula Thompson says they were disappointed when he got a rejection letter saying his IQ was too low.
Noel had the opportunity to live in a home with nonverbal people and really behavioral disadvantaged people. And we can't do that. As parents, you just can't do that. He wanted to be mainstreamed more.
At Strive U, he is. At the end of 2 years, Thompson and his peers will have completed five college courses. And they'll be dreaming about a future with a career and a roommate, and more independence, something older people with Down syndrome never could. For NPR News, I'm Susan Sharon in Portland, Maine.